You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess a study's come out saying just one soda, drink of soda a day, now increases our risk of diabetes. Now, I know that's not how you want me to open the show. All right, how many of us used to drink a soda a day? Right? I mean, remember the 80s? Okay, yeah, the Coca-Cola, right? Coke is it? Okay, so we were singing the Coca-Cola song. Then we were doing the Pepsi Challenge. So we were having soda then when we did the Pepsi Challenge. And then remember Shasta came out with all the flavors. Don't give me that so-so soda, right? Oh, I loved Shasta because you could pick a strawberry, you could pick an orange. And then there was Crush. Didn't they have a Beach Boys song, The Good Vibrations, right? I'm drinking up good vibrations. Sun-kissed. Oh, was that Sun-kissed? That was Sun-kissed. See? You see why you need the jingle? The commercials don't do jingles anymore. Okay, so that was Sun-kissed. Then there was Crush. There was RC. There was Tab. Tab came out, and then Pepsi Free and the diet drinks. But, I mean, when we look back, right, to our, you know, youth, okay, we drank sodas every day. Now we're being told that was a no-no. We shouldn't have drunk sodas every day because it increases our risk of diabetes. I don't want to hear that. I don't need to hear that. Scientists have found that sugar-based calories like those in sodas or what the British like to call fizzy drinks are much more likely to cause a condition than the same number of calories from any other source. No, I disagree. A Coca-Cola does not equate to a salad. Okay, 150-calorie salad or 150-calorie Coca-Cola are not the same. Sorry, people. They say for every additional 150 calories of sugar available per person per day, the prevalence of diabetes in the population rose by 1%. In contrast, an additional 150 calories of any type caused only a 0.1% increase in the population's diabetes rate. Now, this is from research from Stanford, University of California, Berkeley, University of California, San Francisco. They say this is the first time that scientists have questioned the theory that eating too much of any food is what causes obesity and that the resulting obesity is what causes diabetes. I questioned it. I've questioned it all the time. There's some people that could eat a lot and they're a size 2, and then some people eat a little and they gain weight. I questioned it, but nobody ever listens to me. No, that is if it's from UC Berkeley. Oh, well, now we're going to listen. But if Dr. Dahlia says it, nah, ain't no thing. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. So I, you know, fine, nobody's listening. The researchers examined data on sugar availability and diabetes rates from 175 countries during the past decade. I'm glad somebody was paid to do that. After accounting for obesity and a large array of other factors, they found that increased sugar in a population's food supply was linked to higher diabetes rates independent of obesity rates. Okay? So, the study, I guess, is the first of its kind for the idea that not all calories are equal from a diabetes risk standpoint. I said that. Oh, my gosh. Pull up the podcast where I keep saying not all calories are equal. I am so tired of not getting credit for saying this stuff first. Oh, I know, but Dr. Dahlia, they're from the University of California system. It doesn't mean anything until it comes from them. I know. I get that. I have to have an et al. After my name. I have to publish a study and have et al. After Dr. Dahlia Wax. Et al. Means basically like your research group. You notice that? All these research papers have et al. You know, I wanted to name one of my kids et al. Remember I told you guys that? If I could have named one of my kids et al, you know how, you know, then when he wants to get into medical school, or if he wants to, you know, I work for a university and get a grant, he could say, but look how published I am. You see, there's Smith et al. There's Frank et al. There's Wax et al. That's me. I'm et al. Ooh, how did you find the time? Yeah, so we should really do that because this is ridiculous. Okay. All right, now, here's my problem. Okay. They say the findings do not prove that the sugar causes diabetes, but it suggests that the sugar could affect the liver and the pancreas the way other types of foods do, and that could put you at risk for diabetes. We need to rethink about what we're doing. It's not the quantity of food sometimes, even though I do think we eat too much. Okay, the plates of the olden days were a third the size of the plates we eat now. So when we fill up our plate, we're eating three times more food. But what they're saying is if you are more prone to diabetes because you're eating sugary food or fatty food, it may not be because you're gaining weight, but because you're hurting your pancreas. Now, who else told you that the way you eat could put you at risk for diabetes? Dr. Dahlia, yes. Remember I said you guys eating one big meal a day or downing a Coke for breakfast and then just eating one big lunch that'll carry you over to dinner? That is what puts people at risk for diabetes, sometimes more than the actual sugar. When your body gets that big bolus of food, your pancreas doesn't like it. I have always said that one of the reasons why we get diabetes is because we just overwork the pancreas or we just screw the pancreas up. The pancreas is like, don't mess my stuff up. And we mess it up. And the pancreas was designed to do something. Now, true, we may genetically inherit a pancreas from our parents that poops out. We may be afflicted with a virus that could possibly affect our pancreas and cause it to become worthless. I think that could be what may be happening with these young people. You know, yeah, these people, all of a sudden they're in their 20s and they're diabetic. And the diabetes is so rapidly progressive. Unless these people in their 20s and 30s are of the age where they had a Coke a day. I don't know. But there's something we're doing to ourselves that's making us more prone to diabetes, not just what we're eating. So I'm very grateful that these researchers agreed with me, even though they didn't give me any credit in their study. But it shows that when you do listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you're not just getting a lot of hot air, okay, out the sigmoid. You're getting some decent, crucial data and hypotheses. Only here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The study found that more than 66,000 women who drank artificially sweetened drinks also got diabetes. Remember when we talked about diet drinks? It's because we're screwing up our pancreases, people. Don't screw up the pancreas. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are hearing that they've already found a small cancer risk after the Fukushima nuclear plant disaster in Japan back in 2011. And they say the people exposed to the highest doses of radiation may have a slightly higher risk of cancer, but one so small that it probably won't be detectable. Now, this is according to the World Health Organization. This is a lot better than we expected. We expected whoever was exposed to high doses would, God forbid, die of leukemia, thyroid cancer, breast cancer. But, I mean, this is kind of good news that the World Health Organization is saying that the risk is so small that it probably won't even be detectable. Now, are they saying this just to calm us down? I don't know. They say a group of experts convened by the agency assessed the risk of various cancers based on estimates of how much radiation people at the epicenter of the nuclear disaster received. Again, so this isn't that they looked at people and, you know, we're starting to get the first reports. This isn't happening yet. Okay? It's probably still too early to hear any reports. Okay? And they basically are estimate, this is based on estimates of how much radiation people receive at the epicenter of the nuclear disaster, namely those directly under the plumes of radiation and the most affected communities in Fukushima, which is a rural agricultural area about 150 miles north of Tokyo. They say 110,000 people who had been living around the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant were evacuated in March 11, 2011. Remember, there was the earthquake, and then there was the tsunami and knocked out the plant's power and cooling systems. There was then meltdowns that subsequently occurred in three reactors, and then there was radiation that went out to the air, the soil, the water. Experts calculated that people in the most affected regions had an additional 4 to 7% of overall risk of developing cancers, including leukemia and breast cancer, according to USA Today. In Japan, they say men have about a 41% lifetime risk of developing cancer of any organ, and a woman's lifetime risk of 29%. So they said, based on those who were hit by the radiation, it would really only increase their chances by only 1%, and they said, thus, that is small. Now, you know, there was a huge scare after the Fukushima about thyroid cancer, and everybody was trying to buy potassium iodide. It was almost impossible to find potassium iodide in stores because there was this huge fear of needing to get, obviously, potassium iodide. Now, potassium iodide doesn't prevent or fight off the radiation. What the potassium iodide does is it basically keeps the thyroid busy picking up the potassium iodide, so it doesn't pick up the radioactive iodine that's out there. So the potassium iodide is supposed to hopefully block and prevent the desire for the thyroid to want to pick up more iodine, which around the thyroid could be radioactive. That's how the potassium iodide works. They say experts have been particularly worried about a spike in thyroid cancer since the iodine release in nuclear accidents is absorbed by the thyroid, especially in children. They said after Chernobyl in the 80s, right, the Russian Chernobyl disaster, about 6,000 children exposed to radiation later developed thyroid cancer. But here's the thing. These 6,000 children drank milk that was contaminated. We talked about people as far as Europe coming down with thyroid cancer or leukemia, and it's because they had eaten the goats or drunk the goat milk that had the radiation. So the big fear with what happened with Fukushima, which we discussed about, you know, on our show a year and a half ago, was not only, you know, not so much the initial, but the food and the fish and the goats and the cattle and whatnot for years later that could be eaten and then expose people to radiation. In Japan, they say dairy radiation levels have been closely monitored, but children aren't really big milk drinkers there. We were talking about how, you know, in Europe, milk is a lot of times a very main staple, especially with farmers, you know, at dinner time, breakfast time, etc. But you don't see that much milk drinkers in the more Asian countries. So, in the Far East. So, with Japan, they aren't as worried about these kids picking it up. They say the WHO estimated, World Health Organization estimated that women exposed as infants to the most radiation after the Fukushima accident would then have a 70% higher chance of getting thyroid cancer. Keep in mind, thyroid cancer is rare. It's also pretty easily treatable. You know, I mean, if you're going to get a cancer, God forbid, and you know, you get to choose one, I would probably choose the thyroid cancer, as opposed to a melanoma or breast cancer or prostate cancer or colon cancer. Now, you know, some of you have been asking me if you're able to get screened for thyroid cancer here in the States. Well, there's no guidelines that encourage thyroid screening, but that doesn't mean you don't do it. Okay? Where I live, we've been seeing an increased number of thyroid cancer patients. I don't know if it was because of the PepCon disaster in the 80s. I don't know. Or maybe it's because we're looking for it more. But if I feel a person's thyroid and it seems a little off to me, I run an ultrasound. If the ultrasound finds a nodule that's big enough to biopsy, the ear, nose, and throat doctor usually likes to biopsy it. Sometimes we find cancer, sometimes we don't. Now, many of us walk around with nodules on our thyroid. It doesn't mean we have cancer. But if you are going to have thyroid cancer, a lot of times we will see it as a nodule. Now, there are cases like we had with one nurse where she had a lymph node in the back of her neck that just blew up. And the ultrasound said the thyroid didn't look that bad, maybe a little baby nodule. CAT scan of the neck, upper chest, that she was fine. Biopsy of the lymph node said it was just a cyst. And she ended up having pretty aggressive thyroid cancer. It's just, it was called an occult malignancy where the lymph node swells up. And the layer of thyroid cancer cells is so thin, so tiny, that the needle misses it when it goes through. And that's what happened with her. And from what I understand, she's alive and well, you know, knocked it out of the ballpark. So it is treatable. But some of you have been concerned about the fish. Have you eaten fish that have come from Japan? From what I understand, they've been testing. And there were two types of radiation, one that was very short-lived and the other that actually can. I believe it's the cesium that can actually last for a while. But from what I understand, they're supposed to be checking our fish. All right, but I, you know, they, who's they? Yeah, I agree. So, you know, if you are concerned about you having either been near the area traveling or you living on the West Coast, having been exposed, you know, we really don't in America offer guidelines to just randomly screen for cancer. And we know there's a lot of you worried. But that doesn't mean don't get checked. If you have low thyroid, get a thyroid ultrasound. You should. Anybody that has a condition of their thyroid should have an ultrasound at least once. All right? You get a blood count many times when you go and get your blood work, and that could always look for leukemia. Again, these things are really rare. I do not feel that we need to fear radiation coming from Japan. I feel we have a lot more radiation, you know, locally that nobody tells us about, which concerns me. I mean, we had an uncle die of leukemia, and this was when he was a kid in the 1950s, and we believe it was from the nuclear testing that was done in northern Arizona at the time. And, I mean, how I look at it is I think we're surrounded by a heck of a lot of radiation already. And, you know, it's just our job to, if something decides to go awry or a little kooky, to, you know, go and get it checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, very interesting study that came out with acne. Apparently, the study has found two types of bacteria that could cause pimples, but there's a third type of bacteria that will actually help keep your skin clear. Now, remember, we've been talking about good bacteria a lot on the show because good bacteria is a part of what makes us tick. And which is why when, you know, we do take antibiotics and we flush out our normal flora, we're more prone to yeast infections because good bacteria can keep yeast at bay. Good bacteria can keep other bacteria at bay, which is why your bacteria in your body is just as much of a defense system as anything else. Well, now, Dr. Huyang Li, assistant professor of molecular and medical pharmacology at the University of California, Los Angeles, said that they did study bacterial strains on people's faces, and they discovered, of course, the bacteria responsible for acne. We've known that. The Propionibacterium acnes is a bacteria that we've known to cause it. But they also found that there were other strains that actually helped. There was a good strain on those with healthy skin. They say people with acne tend to have one of the two strains associated with the condition, but those with healthy skin had the good strain. So why don't they take this good strain and make like a probiotic cream to apply to your face? They're probably going to be looking at that. They're probably looking at a probiotic cream that could maybe block the bacteria. And, I mean, acne is the most common skin condition. I mean, 50 million of us every year have issues with it. And I don't like treating it orally. I'd love for there to be something topical. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I'm kind of getting sick of these stories where family members are killing their kids. And it blows your mind. I mean, we hear of, like, what we're hearing with Oscar Pistorius allegedly killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, in a fit of rage. Here's a story of a mom who apparently drowned her own 9-year-old son. This was in Indonesia. She had told the police that the son had a small penis before he was circumcised, and that was even smaller after the operation. She said the boy would have a bleak future because of the size of the genitalia, so she drowned him. Now, I am just getting sick and tired of hearing these cases. I guess a grandmother had shot her 2 grandchildren right before the mom was going to pick him up and take him to a birthday party. What is going on with our society? I mean, are we just completely full of cookies? I mean, to kill your own kids. And you know, some of you thought that it was pretty pessimistic of me to say that I assume everybody has some sort of mental disorder until proven otherwise, but that's exactly how a lot of our first responders and our police, etc., have to go about things, where they have to assume you have a person in front of you that can go crazy at any time, so you're ready for it. It's just, who would even think that a family member would do it? Now, this is not new to me. We, one of my colleagues, Dr. Lisa Yao, a beautiful woman, she was my senior resident, so she was a year ahead of me, and her mother killed her. She was in the bathroom brushing her teeth. Apparently, they had a fight the night before of a man she wanted to marry, and the mother decides to shoot her in the head. And true, we don't hear of all the murders, and I'm sure the murders that occur within a family is still less than what happens with the rampant murders that happen in you know, throughout the country. But is it just me, or do you think this is just a little bit too high? I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe these things are publicized more. Maybe people have been killing their spouses and killing their kids all along, and the media just hasn't covered it, or the police never figured it out and it got covered up. But to me, it looks like every day we hear of somebody killing or trying to drown or trying to hurt their child, their spouse, their their girlfriend, boyfriend. It blows my mind. Now, what are we doing from a mental health point of view to help these people? Well, what we are seeing is schools now kind of being a little trigger happy and kind of jumping the gun. We're starting to see kids who talk about guns or, you know, try to play the whole Cowboys and Indians type of thing at school. We're starting to see these guys get suspended. We're trying to see. I mean, I had to have a good long talk with my kids saying, look, all those jokes you guys used to talk about that you, you know, play, like, you know, when they play their video games, not that I like the video games they're playing, but Dad says he's supervising. Yeah, Dad's playing them too. You know, Modern Warfare, World of Warcraft, etc. I told my kids, don't be bringing up that stuff at school. Because now these teachers and principals are going to be very, very quick to, you know, suspend or to, you know, quarantine and or to take you away, isolate you, because the schools have no idea what to expect now with kids. They have no idea. Didn't one kid stab another kid because they wanted their chips? That happened, what, about a week ago? So, I mean, and, you know, I mean, God bless the teachers and the principals for, you know, being on alert. You know, I understand their job now is very difficult, extremely difficult, for them to try to figure out which kid could, you know, try to instill harm and invoke harm on other kids. But I think we're, you know, we still need to, you know, concentrate on some of these adults here. And I don't know what to say when you have a family member that just decides to kill the kids. The only thing I could say is that these people, that my assumption is they've never been diagnosed with a mental disorder, are getting missed for having a mental disorder. But are we closing our eyes to healthy people? And are we narrowing the field by just saying, okay, well, we need to just screen for mental disorder? What I want to know, or are these people that decide to just randomly kill loved ones, quote unquote, normal? And they really don't have a diagnosable disease. Some of you could like be like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, if somebody kills a kid, they have a psychosis. You're right. I don't think a person who would kill a kid is normal. But what I'm saying is, if we're just trying to look for the people that have a psychiatric disease, or we're trying to screen people and see if they have a tendency to be schizophrenic or bipolar or have anger issues, I don't know. But if we're trying to screen, let's say, for schizophrenia or bipolar, let's say, and the person doesn't have bipolar or schizophrenia, and we go, okay, you're good, see ya. Who's to say that person still can't decide to kill? I mean, think about when you were your most mad. We've talked about this on the show, okay? And nobody wants to admit it, but I am sure that many of us, when we were very, very mad at somebody, right, we would fantasize in the idea of them getting hit by a bus or them, you know, getting struck by lightning. You know, like I said, Eddie Murphy had made a joke about that. He got so mad at his mom for throwing a shoe at him that he was like, she needs to get hit by a bus. Okay, when people get mad, they hate. When people hate, they get these feelings. Now, it's very natural for us to get mad. It's very natural for us to hate. That's a normal human emotion. Are these people that are killing their children or killing their grandkids or killing their fiancés, are they quote-unquote normal people that just can't control their anger one day? Where their anger one day takes them to that next level. And if that's what's going on, there, I don't see how you can treat that, how you can screen that. We talked about the danger of people being on antidepressants and then missing the dose. I think a lot of these antidepressants do prevent anger issues. But when you miss that dose, I'm hearing from spouses that, oh my gosh, stay away from the house. So, yeah, medicines could be a part of it. If Oscar Pistorius was doing steroids, let's say, if he is found guilty of allegedly killing his girlfriend, okay, yeah, we could blame the medication. But you see how frustrating this is, all right? How the hell are we supposed to identify? How are we supposed to identify somebody who could kill our kids or kill us? How? If these people are everyday people and they just one day lose it. Just one day. We had a caller about a week or two ago saying his wife had one day lost it. She was taking Cymbalta, an antidepressant, and it was around Christmas time, and she and her husband, the husband said, we had a discussion. It wasn't even a fight. It was a discussion, and she just went off the deep end. And he was scared, and he got the kids out of the house. She just went crazy. And they've laughed about it since. It's never happened again. But there was one day where she flipped. Do we all have that potential? Do we all have that potential to one day flip? Now, this is why the government thinks they're going about it right, making sure the guns aren't in our hands. Okay? You know, and as much as I disagree with the way the government wants to handle gun control, and as much as I want to fight for our Second Amendment and fight for our right to bear arms, I can understand being devil's advocate where their thinking is. If you can't screen everybody for mental health, or people with normal mental health are going about shooting, and then they finally get a diagnosis, then maybe let's make the guns less accessible. I get their thinking. My problem is once you allow a government to take the guns, you know, to take a subset of guns away, who's to stop them to take, you know, from taking the next set or taking all of them? So, you know, I don't think we're going to have a grip on what to do with mental health or like that nanny that killed two of the kids. Everybody asked the mom, well, didn't you see signs? No. This was the nanny that took care of her kids. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
maintenance and MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this headline sounds kind of corny. A smile a day can keep the doctor away. But remember we used to talk about how laughter is the best medicine? On my show, we talked about how prayer, how laughter, how comedy, how giggles actually has been shown to help improve health. Well, researchers decided to study smiles. And I guess they found that wearing a smile can slow down the heart rate and reduce stress. This is being reported by Fox News. They say this may even happen when people aren't aware they're even making a smile. You see, just everybody smile. Doesn't it make you feel good? You'll smile when my show is over. That's not nice. They say some research suggests only a full and genuine smile affects the body in positive ways. Other studies, though, indicate even a polite, fake smile may even be beneficial. Not fake. I don't fake smile, okay? I smile a lot. I do have a fake laugh, okay? And I used to never even want to do a fake laugh, but it looks so rude when I wouldn't laugh at the joke. And there are so many people that like to just at a party throw a joke out there that I will do. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, did you hear that? Yeah, he's talking about PMS. Yeah, see? That sounded good, didn't it? I know. You know what? It took me years. Okay, that's a real laugh. See? Well, that's the other thing, too. Sometimes my fake laugh makes me laugh. You know, people always ask, how do these actors cry on demand? And I guess everybody has their own way. You know, they'll either think about something sad, they'll pinch themselves, or they'll try to feel like they're really in that scene. When I took my acting classes, I was always able to cry on demand. Cry easy. I could always cry. I don't want to do it now. No, you guys don't want to hear me cry. But I could do it. I could do a scene and make myself cry. That honestly, I really should have been up for an Academy Award for something. I could act. Okay, but anyway, but you know, sometimes with the giggles, you know, you could kind of make yourself giggle with a fake laugh. Just do it, just like, see, and then your regular laughs come. Have you guys ever played the haha game? If you're ever depressed, or if you're ever in a bad mood, play the ha-ha game. Do you guys know what the ha-ha game is? Okay, I know you know the ha-ha game. Okay, so basically, I do this with my kids to shut them up whenever they're fighting. Okay, so basically, the ha-ha game is one person has to go ha. Then the next game, the next person has to do two ha's, ha-ha. Next person has to do three ha's, ha-ha-ha, okay? Now, the person who giggles first loses. And so whoever in your group has been able to do the ha-ha game without giggling then wins. Okay, so, you know, they get to, you know, mommy, which is me, okay, and I have four ha's, ha, 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 ha. Next person, ha, 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 ha. Okay, so here you are trying to do 20 ha's. So you're like, ha, 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 and then you lose because you started giggling. Yeah, but I got to tell you, it's a fun game, and you always feel better when you smile and when you giggle, okay? Yes, that's my medical advice on today's show. Look, what do you guys expect? The show is free. All right? Obamacare is taking over. Okay? We're going to have to come up with something other than pharmaceuticals if y'all want to get treated with something. So here it is, the ha-ha game. That's your new treatment for depression, the ha-ha game. The study was published in the journal Psychological Science in November, and it found that people who smiled after engaging in stress-inducing tasks showed a greater reduction in heart rate than people who maintained a neutral facial expression. Yeah, they say even if you have Botox, the fact that you're trying to smile will help. Yeah, didn't they give Renee Zellweger a lot of crap because she appeared to be overly Botoxed? I thought she looked great, but, you know, I know, that's why I got to be careful. I haven't Botoxed yet. I can't afford it. But I am so worried that people are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia Botoxed. Have I ever kept anything a secret? I mean, honestly, any of my plastic surgery is an open book, okay? I'm 41 years old. I'm going to need plastic surgery. And it's open book there. But oh, Renee Zellweger used Botox. I thought she looked phenomenal. All right, anyway, so basically the study looked at 170 people, and they got people to smile unknowingly by making them hold a pair of chopsticks in three different ways in their mouth. One way forced people to maintain a neutral expression. Another prompted a polite smile. A third resulted in a full smile that uses the muscles around the mouth and the eyes. And they found that the heart rate declined and you had a faster physiological stress recovery when they were smiling. All right. Now, the people doing the polite smile, you know, to me, I think people who do the fake smile, I think they're more stressed than the neutral. I think when you try to fake it, I mean, it's like you have, you know, a stick up your butt. I would not recommend that. I would say either don't fake it or enjoy with the smile. But when you guys try to do the polite smile, it means you're under a stressful situation and you really don't like who you're talking to. You know, you really don't like what you're listening to right now, and so you're just kind of politely smiling. No, to me, that would mean more stress. Now, why does smiling help depression and help decrease stress? Well, because we think it kind of helps, you know, boost some oxytocin, which is the love hormone, maybe some cortisol effects. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You know, the reason why I like an article such as this is not because the font was big and the words were easy to read, but because I tell a lot of you, whenever you start to get in those moods where you're grumpy or you just want to be in a funk, I want you to watch a funny movie. Watch, even if it's a clip, if you don't have time to watch a clip, like one of my favorite stand-up was Eddie Murphy's Delirious. It's one of my favorite stand-ups. I cannot watch that without giggling, and I probably watched that since the 80s, maybe 20 times. Still makes me laugh. Now, I guess we don't have DVD players anymore because of TiVo, but you can even on your TiVo and DVR set a movie, a funny movie, right, that you taped to a spot where, and you have to, as your medicine, sit there for 5 minutes and watch the funny scene. Now, if you're sick of the scene, okay, then you're going to have to, you know, switch it around and come up with another funny scene. But think about it. Whenever you watch a funny movie, you're kind of in a good mood. Now, a lot of us, we do get a reactive depression after movies. We don't talk about that a lot on the show. But many of you, you'll see a movie, or I'll notice this even sometimes with the kids. The movie's over, and they're kind of depressed. Because now they got to go home, and they just had so much fun with the movie, and now they're going home. So you got to sometimes be careful. But what I'm talking about is to get you out of the mood, get one of those little funny clips. You could even use my podcast, even. Okay, true, I'm not as funny as Eddie Murphy, but I'm sure we talk about some pretty decent stuff that make you giggle. I'm sure some of you giggle, and some of you smile, and not fake smile during my show. Then fine, have that piece of a podcast ready and listen to it. Okay? One day, I did mother-in-law jokes. Oh, they were hilarious. Oh, God, I almost got in trouble for this one. I don't remember. One was like, oh, my God, this was so tasteless. It was, why did the doctor accidentally put a vaginal speculum in, I guess, the mother-in-law's mouth? It's because her mustache was too big. I don't remember. I remember that, but I did that because I wanted you guys to have a whole bunch of jokes that you could use to get off depression if you were depressed. And I think I'm still in the doghouse with my husband. I wasn't talking about my mother-in-law. These were just mother-in-law jokes. You know, like how many mother-in-laws does it take to change a light bulb? None, because they always bother your son to, you know, go and do it. To me, that was funny. They always interrupt you guys from having sex to make your son come over and do it. Anyway, so I don't remember all the punchlines, okay? But if you do need to look up a podcast that makes you giggle, I'm sure you will find something. All right, does that make sense? It's the end of the show. Oh, I know who's smiling. My engineer is probably smiling now. He's a beaming. It's the end of the show. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.